I have a story to tell you. A long, long time ago, the world had only one little house. This small house had two rooms. One room faced east. It had a big window overlooking a lush valley where the sun always shined. The other room faced west. It had a small door that opened out onto a balcony, which overlooked a vast ocean covered by swirling gray mist. Birds could be seen chasing each other in the clear blue sky above the valley. Zigzagging down the sides of the vale were many different trees, some yellow, some green, and a few were pink. Beneath the tumultuous haze, the surf crashed with a steady beat, and each swell called out as it hit the shore, "There's more, there's more, there's more." Seagulls dive-bombed into the waves and came up flapping their wings as they soared into the roiling clouds. Since time began, a girl and a boy lived in the house. The girl spent hours looking out her window. In the early morning, just after the sun had risen and was shining down upon the valley, she would laugh as she watched elk, foxes, and moose washing their faces in the river. The boy studied the vast open space beyond his balcony. Every evening, as the sun was setting, a golden path appeared across the surface of the sea and called out to him. Depending on the mist, the path might be clear and straight or hidden and barely seen, but he always knew it was there. They both knew what they knew, but they didn't know what they didn't know. They knew they had each other. They knew every inch of the valley, including the names of all the animals and all the birds who came to play. They knew all the secrets the trees held and the mystery of day and night, but they didn't know what was beyond the ocean. They didn't know what was outside their valley. The girl loved watching the little river, which was not much bigger than a stream, as it meandered between granite rocks and a rainbow of wildflowers. She couldn't understand why the boy wanted to know what was out beyond the sea. The boy's yearning for something different grew stronger and more desperate. He wasn't satisfied with frolicking birds or playing with the flora or fauna within their valley. He desired to see where the golden path led. He needed to know what was hidden at the ends of the world. One gloomy, rainy day, when he was wishing for something, but he didn't know what, he saw a curious thing, a new thing, something he had never seen before. He saw an object floating and shimmering in the waves. For the first time in a long time, he smiled and laughed. He grabbed the girl's hand and pulled her down the stairs. He dragged her towards the end of the beach as he pointed with his other hand towards the new and the unknown. His heart pounded as he reached down to pick up the bottle, but the girl warned him not to touch it. She told him it didn't belong. She tried to pick it up and throw it into the ocean so it could return to where it had come, but he pushed her hand away. He grabbed the bottle and lifted it. He examined the strange and exotic object. Shaking the bottle, he could hear liquid splashing around. He uncorked it and peered inside. The most wonderful aroma wafted out. It smelt like lavender and chocolate. For just a second, a different smell escaped, a sour smell of rotten decay, but it quickly disappeared and the luscious aroma returned. The elixir smelled intoxicating. He lifted the bottle to his lips and took a long drink. Twitching and moaning, he fell to the ground. His legs flailed and his fists beat the sand. He had a vision. In it, a man came to him and said, "I have a story to tell you." The man told him about a world full of broken concrete and crying children. The boy could see himself standing in a place filled with blood and body parts strewn around. He even saw his sweet companion lying still and broken with vacant eyes. The boy gasped and sat up. Looking first one direction and then the other, he breathed out when he saw that the man was gone. He found himself back on the beach. The girl sat beside him, holding his hand. When he looked at her, the terrible vision returned, and all he saw were her dead eyes. The vision receded when she hugged him, but it didn't completely disappear. For the first time in his life, he was afraid. He wanted to put the liquid back into the bottle. He wanted to unknow all that death and destruction. He wanted to unsee all those horrible images, but it was too late. He now knew. He knew those evil things were out there, and he knew those heinous things were inside him. Crying, the girl shook his shoulder and begged him to tell her what had happened. He did. He told her everything he heard, saw, and felt. Now she knew too. Once a story is experienced, it becomes a part of you. Once a story is told, it cannot be unsaid, because now it has been released into the world. Be careful of the stories you tell yourself and others, but most especially, be careful of what stories you listen to, because they create your world.